day it started to kill me. I'm alright.
Put the lime in the coconut and you feel better. Put the lime in the coconut, drink 'em both up. Put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.
Things happening? I can't hear.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You can hear me? Amazing.
Can you hear me?
What's up, gamers? What's happening?
You know what that cursed song means, Dorothea?
What?
It's ADP time.
Oh.
Ooh.
I can't hear anything.
I can hear you.
You're here. This is ADP, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hell yeah.
Woo.
It's only the gamers today. Ladies night.
Ladies only. Matt and Max have died.
Yeah. They're dead.
They have not died. They wanted us to inform you that they have not died.
No, they are dead. I'm planning a funeral.
So I don't know
I will
whose
be speaking.
Outfit we're going to degrade today.
I asked Matt to send a photo.
Ooh, maybe we'll have that. But
God.
We do have some pretty awesome stories, but in the meantime.
Oh, yes. We have some new bits.
Some new bits and some new tunes coming on.
Yeah, so stay tuned for all that.
Yeah.
Right now, here's a song. What song is it?
I don't know.
Some song.
Oh. All I want to do when I wake up in the morning is see your eyes. Rosanna, Rosanna. Like you could ever care for me, Rosanna. Yeah.
Everybody plays a beautiful game while I'm in Brazil. Cause it's all you've ever wanted, and it's all that you want still. Don't you wanna play the beautiful game out in Brazil?
Gamers.
All right, so I have a question for both of you, and it's kind of serious.
Oh?
When you go on a date, and I'm semi-recently-ish out of a relationship, so I've been going on a lot of first dates. Like, not a ton. I had my first in, like, a month or so yesterday. But what do you do when as soon as you see the guy, you know that you don't like him and you want no part of him?
Pretend yeah. You're not the person from Bumble. If he's like, oh, are you Emmeline? Just be like, no.
Is that what you do, Grace?
Yeah.
With all of the dates you've been on?
Every date I've been on.
Every date?
Every single date.
Yeah?
I've just known from
Grace,
the start.
Grace has never been on a date. Sorry to out you like that, but...
Oh,
Dorothea,
my gosh.
Dorothea, my friends are listening.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. To Grace's other friends, I'm coming for you.
Wait a minute.
I'm gonna get you.
Okay, so I met this guy at a sushi place yesterday, and as soon as I saw him, like... He was much shorter than I expected, and his demeanor was just so annoying.
For anyone who doesn't know, Emmeline is 5'10", so well, she has high expectations of men.
Literally.
It's not even the height thing. He was just, like, trying to impress in all of the wrong ways, and I was getting kind of annoyed. And I didn't know, like, do you sit through, like, an hour of a meal and then let him spend money on you, or do you just bail? Because let me tell you, this man did a magic trick at the table.
That's sexy, though.
No, it's
yes,
not.
It is.
I love magic tricks. Every time I've been on a date and a guy has done a magic trick, fantastic.
Yeah, all the dates you've been on?
Yeah, all the dates I've been on. All of the guys have
but
done
here,
magic
okay,
tricks.
You need to listen to what it was, because it was actually traumatizing. So I pull up my phone, and he asked me to open the calculator and just type in random numbers, and he's not looking at my phone, right?
Oh, not this.
Yeah, so I type in random numbers and then multiply it by a bunch of other random numbers. So I completely made this up. It's like some crazy, like, in the millions exponential whatever. And I'm looking at it, and he's like, okay, now memorize it and put your phone down. I'm gonna guess it. So then he looks into my eyes and it's like, oh, like, you have to make eye contact. And, like, I was uncomfortable because I didn't like looking at this man. And then he guessed the exact number.
What?
Yeah, he guessed, like, two, like, every single digit of this number that he hadn't seen on my phone. And then he pulls up his phone and he's like, wait, is this your number? And it was the same one was in his calculator, even though I just made it up. He's like, but wait, type it into your keyboard. Not the keyboard, the keypad for, like, calling. And I did, and it called him.
What the heck?
And now he has my number.
What?
What?
How does that work?
How?
I have
what
no idea.
What did you multiply it by?
574.
And what?
The number was like 8,004,000, like 400,000 and seven. Like, it was crazy.
What? How is that a bad date? I'd marry this person.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him. And I was like, okay, I'm going to unmatch you as soon as I leave. And now I'm like, okay, this man has my number.
Bruh, send him to me. I love magic so much.
Okay, then I will. But you're also going to dislike him.
What were his dislikable qualities besides him doing a magic trick?
Okay, so he was majoring in computer science.
Disgusting.
But
who would major in computer science?
I've
never met a person that I like who majors in computer science.
No.
If you're listening and you major in computer science, please do not call
it. That's not the issue. The issue is that he has no interest in programming whatsoever, but he has, like, these big ideas like, oh, I'm going to make this, 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 but I'm not the person to actually design it. I'm the person to, like, you know, tell other people how to do it. Like, as
I
if.
That.
You know what I mean? Like, he's not actually capable of anything. He's useless.
Wow. Okay, roast him. I hope he's listening.
Oh my.
If he can, like, if he can figure out how to find your phone number or his phone number on your phone, I'm sure he could. He's listening right now.
Yeah, and I hope so. Sad. I hope he's using his magic clairvoyance to just know.
He's gonna like show up in your room tonight and be like, "I heard what you said. I heard what you said about my magic."
Like, I heard. How about we turn that first date into a second?
Hey.
Oh, absolutely not. If you want, I can send him your way, but no, you'll dislike it.
Can we see a picture? Go, can this be part of Simp or Daddy?
No.
Yes, I think yes.
This is it. This is like the one and only story. I'm cutting him out. Although I still need to block him because he's floating around somewhere with my number.
Yeah.
Also, my mom's listening. That was not a fun story. Mom, if you have any dating advice for me, please send it my way.
Please call in.
I'm really struggling out here.
Yeah, tips for a first date. Please, Mom.
Yeah, like, I thought sushi would be a good plan, but, like, how do you know in advance? And also, if you do know that you don't like someone, what do you do? Do you just leave?
I feel like you should, maybe for your first date, go on a shorter date. Like, grab coffee or something, where it's like you could grab coffee and talk for 5 minutes and leave comfortably. Yeah, as opposed right. to sitting down for a full meal.
Yeah, because that was painful. And to be fair, I was the worst date ever because I was visibly uninterested after he, like, triggered me in 6 different ways and was throwing red flags left and right. No. I'm like, oh, no, not interested.
We love being traumatized on the first date.
Yeah, I really wish that didn't happen. But here we are.
It's part of my BDSM thing. Traumatize me. Oh, God. I like it when I see fear in my partner's eyes.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Shall we return to some music? Okay, wait. This is epic. Is the magic trick epic?
Yes. So epic.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
This no. is epic. This,
okay. Now this is epic.
Oh my goodness.
I rate that a 10 out of 10 on the epic scale.
Okay, now a song.
It was traumatizing. Right.
We will now play a song.
Stay tuned for a new segment called Simp or Daddy. But we won't explain any more than that until we come back.
The ocean's not enough for it. My rolling in, I feel a dark swell crawling up the skin of my spine. If I know you sold on, maybe I'll let you waste another guy. Go with that red for other eyes.
Oh, we're back.
Gamers. Gamers have entered the chat once again.
Grace's friends, press F to pay respect
to me. Okay, so we have a new thing. What do you call
a
it?
A new segment.
Called
Simp or Daddy.
Who wants to explain what that means?
I think you want to explain it, Dorothea.
Oh, God.
What does this mean to you?
What does simp mean to me? Okay, so a simp is, it stands for something that I'm not allowed to say on air.
But you can just, you can describe it in general terms.
It's a guy who, like, basically does anything for a girl because, like, he's, like, head over heels for her, I guess, but, and he's, like, expecting sexual favors in return, but it usually does not happen. For example, if he was to be like, oh, yeah, I'll drive you to the doctor and buy your groceries and, like, do this, that, and whatever, and, like, the girl's just like, okay, thanks. Yeah. Yes. So, I'm currently accepting applications for simps also, if you'd like to...
worship.
If you'd like to worship me. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you, honestly? So... Yeah. Oh, so the segment. Sorry, I didn't mean to get sidetracked by how amazing I was. So we have a new segment called Simp or Daddy. And basically what we're going to do is look through someone's Tinder or Bumble or something and describe to you these people. I guess we'll just do men because I don't know. I don't feel like women usually aren't simps. I would...
Yeah, I think my simp radar is stronger on men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although sometimes I figure out at the date when he tries to do a freaking magic trick.
He didn't try. He definitely succeeded.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to know how.
Like, I'm amazed. He got your phone number out of it. That was crazy. That was the goal.
It's kind of sexy.
Pretty crazy.
No, it's not.
It is, though.
It's so creepy.
God, that is
I think,
so
I think it's super cool.
All right, Grace, can we get your Bumble up here?
Oh, we're doing mine.
We're also going to give them fake names because, and we're probably just going to do non-tough students just in case.
All anonymous.
Yeah.
All right,
but we'll probably read their bios.
I'm just going to
make
it up right
now. We got to give him a name based on what he looks like. Like, is he a Chad?
This guy's holding a dog.
Okay.
God, we got a fish guy.
His dog name is Moose.
Is that real or is that what you just came up with?
It's real. It's in his bio.
Oh, yeah. What's the bio?
Okay, wait, so it's not in his bio. It's in one of those, like, description things.
Wait, can I see the picture?
Show the photo first so we can describe
this. Yeah,
I'm going to give this guy a fake name of Kevin.
Kevin. He definitely looks like Kevin.
Yeah, he's got... Oh, he's really muscular. What the heck? He's like... He really likes his dog.
Yeah.
And he likes climbing... weird structures.
I like climbing weird structures. So that's nice.
He's wait, what's five, the bio
seven.
Say?
5'7". That's too
Virgo,
short.
Virgo, undergraduate degree, drinks socially, smokes never, dog, he wants a relationship, he wants babies.
Gross.
He's an atheist, liberal, and he is a voter.
Thank
okay,
God.
Okay, Kevin.
If he didn't vote for Bernie, though, then...
Where's Framingham?
It's like nearby-ish.
What is
that? Okay, wait, so the first picture is him at the top of a mountain holding a very large dog. And then his bio is, I love my dog, Moose. I run obstacle courses races on the weekends during racing season, and I love working out. I enjoy country music, rooting for the Patriots, and somewhat have my life together.
Oh,
but you'll have to message me for everything else.
Oh, this is a simp. This is 100% a simp. And he's definitely not a daddy. He's strong, but he's not a daddy.
No, definitely not. It says, the person / thing that holds me the most accountable, my dog, Moose. I've got to do right by him. Laugh, crying face.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of pictures of him and his dog, Moose.
Oh, my God. And then,
he's got...
Is this the dog that had coronavirus?
It's not a Pomeranian, don't worry. And then it says, so on under the, like, beach or mountains one, it says, depends on the weather, but I associate mountains with my races and the beach with relaxing.
With his races?
Races, like, obstacle course races.
I thought he meant... Races.
He's like,
races.
Okay, so instead of, like, daddy vibes, I'm getting, like, little squirrel man vibes.
God.
You know?
Yeah, it's like you're even worse than a simp.
Yeah.
This is really bad. This segment is really mean.
Well, we can't degrade Matt today because he's not here.
Well, we'll degrade this guy we don't know.
Oh, that's right.
Can we get another? What do we think of Kevin?
Simp.
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 Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, major simp.
Definitely not daddy
like
material.
Yeah. No, all right, next one.
Okay, next. Well, Emmeline, you pull yours up.
Right. Okay, now okay. I gotta pull mine up too, I guess.
All right, first, do we each do one or
yeah, let's
do
each one.
I'm gonna go on Tinder.
Oh man, Tinder.
They don't have as much information though; it's harder to judge.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe I'll just go. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, we really getting.
All right.
Oh my God, this man, this man.
Oh God,
he's holding a chicken wing in his picture. His bio says,
"Daddy, is that you?"
His name is what should we name this guy?
Kevin
Chuck.
Chuck.
He's so a Chuck. Kevin. He's wearing he is so a Chuck. He's 22. He's wearing a New York Giants shirt, but it's the red one. Like it's the red jersey, not the blue, which is just like 20 points. And a New he's wearing a Giants hat and like you know how the Giants their colors are red and blue?
No.
Oh my God. I can't even talk to you. Okay, whatever. Oh, he goes to a college in New Jersey that's a college. That's all I'll say about it. He's 6 feet, active. Oh, he's a Libra. We're twins.
No, that's Gemini.
What? Oh, shut up. He smokes socially cigarettes. How do we feel about that?
Mm-mm.
Gross.
I mean, anyone who's ever smoked a cigarette.
Oh.
Disgusting. Any single person, even if it was just once.
Chicken wing?
He does not know what he's looking for, but he does want babies. And wow. I could... Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. He's got a massive ginger beard, which is just already simp energy.
Simp? Okay, I have one.
Wait, I have to his bio. His bio, Valentine's Day is coming up.
No, it's not.
It's like a year away. What's up? Valentine's Day is coming up. .. What's up? Why have a six-pack when you can have a whole keg? That's so funny! After work, you can find me sitting in my room because I'm tired AF. Oh, and this one, he's smoking a cigar.
Gross.
Oh, God. This is a simp.
Yeah.
He said if I could eat one meal for the rest of my life, it would be cheesesteak.
What?
Like, I'm sorry, what?
Well, to be fair, I think a couple years ago, my answer to that question would have been Ritz crackers.
What?
So, I respect that more than cheesesteak.
Yeah, they're kind
just
of
nothing
fire.
But Ritz crackers?
You're on death row. Like, what do you ask for?
Ritz crackers. Solely on Ritz crackers, I would. All right, so last one. We have, what should we name him?
Chad.
Yeah, we have a Chad.
We already named him Chad. This is Brian.
Yeah.
Brian.
It could be a Brian.
He looks kind of geeky.
All right. Brian's bio, it doesn't have any of, like,
the no information. Literally no tags
in it. Goofy guy always on an adventure.
Oh, then he's shirtless playing the guitar in a totally not staged photo.
Yeah, it doesn't
look kind of sexy.
Is this daddy or simp? I can't tell.
I can't tell either. He linked his Instagram, so we have a lot of photos. Okay, he has a guitar in that picture, too.
Okay, I feel like maybe
he has a tropical shirt on there.
He's definitely that guy who owns the guitar, you know? Like,
yeah,
that's his personality.
Like, if you're going to play Wonderwall at gathering, you're a simp, but I can't tell.
Yeah.
I can't tell.
I feel he is Mr. Wonderwall.
He looks very, like, Instagram. He's got a lot of very staged pictures.
Why isn't he in...
What the heck? I don't even know how to describe what that
Wait,
is.
Can I see?
It's like a car in the water.
Wheelchair car?
What?
We're trying to figure this man out.
He really likes mountains and outside.
What's up with men and nature?
Yeah, disgusting.
Disgusting.
Nature.
I hate the environment.
But is he simp or
daddy?
Heck
yeah, that's difficult. I don't think he's either.
Yeah.
I think he's an arrogant dude.
I don't think
he's a simp.
If I had to choose one of the two, I would say daddy.
But I don't want him to be my daddy, though.
No, I don't either. But
I don't think so either, but I don't think he's a simp.
I just remember my
family. Like, he looks like he's going to hurt your feelings.
Damn.
I hope my family's
listening.
Not
do your groceries. All right. Well, my mom actually DM'd me on Instagram.
She can just text you.
She said...
Yeah, what?
She said that... Kevin is a simp. Confirmed.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Thank you, Mom, for the input. I messaged Max's mom on Instagram the other day asking her for Max's hand in marriage.
It was actually their dog, their Havanese dog account.
Oh.
Because she swiped up on my story of Max and was like, heart eyes at Max. And it was like the dog was replying to it. It's so weird. So I asked the dog for Max's hand in marriage. We're still waiting.
Well, I hope that works out for you.
I'm Max's simp. I'm Max's Havanese's simp.
Yeah. That's nice.
Also, shout out to my childhood best friend for listening. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy. I hope you're still here.
Hi, Andy.
He may be. He may have gotten bored with the simp stuff. But he said, wow, I like that you're using the radio to find love. So, which, you
it's
know.
It's beautiful. It's worked out for every single one of us.
Yeah. Yeah. We're all dating.
Yeah.
Each other. As per last night.
We don't need to talk about that.
All right, anyway, we have some more tunes for you. I can't see the playlist, so I don't know what's next.
Did we play the Unknown Mortal Orchestra song?
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
Here
well,
is.
Now
I'm
we
so
will.
Good at being in trouble.
live the start of anything. Just a song that I can sing to you. We're standing in a graveyard, a presumably dead arm popped through the grass. And who doesn't talk about that? Honey, you are nothing to me. Alcohol and dopamine. I'm dying on the sofa and I barely know the time. But like an old man say, I reckon I love you for a millisecond. But I don't wear a watch or Rolex and my brain's a toddler roller skating down a hill. I took a spill and ran into a tree and suffered minor injuries. Honey, you are nothing to me. I don't call people anything that's thought to be so sweet. But I'm just being bitchy.
We didn't mean to play that song.
So now we're gonna play
a really nice, relaxing, calm, beautiful, artistic, nice, pretty,
good.
You're a liar.
Good song. Nice. It's very good and nice.
Got blood rush to my head. They hot lock popping off the fucking block. Not clocking wristlet watch been top off. Dragon volume blasting, bailing out my brain. Red light flash, dim sob I smash. Abraxas, hydroplane, massive. That's his fight for rain and madness. Massive minor laser, average. Black cat fist on the razor stratus. Curb light the far that's mine. Don't wait for me if I care about anything, anywhere. Losing myself, I get the stairs. What I'm looking at wasn't there. Wasn't there, wasn't there. Wasn't there, wasn't there. Nothing out there against me inside. Hit the ball, sleep deprived, he drove the car. I'm still alive, up in smoke, moon is low. As you know, didn't say I did. Who's this, know what this is? But do you know? Got blood rush to my head. They hot lock popping off the fucking block. Not clocking wristed, watch been top. I fly inside, I rock them big size. Sleep starts here for the one who quick stop. So many ways to skin the frame. Remember when first shot strays. Now just think it, life away. So what comes next, right away. Right away, right away. Right away, right away. Raise the curve, feel the drug. Come black cloud, cover the sky. Don't do people of your eyes. Sick this move, can't deny. Looking through your mastermind. Feel my semen cry. Yeah, I'm knowing it, you know what. Nothing mental, evidence, top the thing. Hold me, get crucified, can't close this hit. What's the cost? Meet your head, but I'll end up lost. Should be asking, where's the safe? With a ski mask on my face. Got blood rush in my head. They hot like popping off the fucking block. Not clocking wrist, they watch me pop up. Like in tropic manic cycles. Fire water burning Bibles. Break up raging cold attacks. And take me to the nearest city. Sell out of me. Yeah, get at me. Make it quicker blood. I'm busy. Bit busy. Put a hole into my head. Fist the bone. Felt the breeze. Lift my thoughts up into bed. With a paper cup. Skeleton wig. No nothing since then. But seen. Been floating to the next. It's spreading dreams. Got blood rush in my head. They hot like popping off the fucking block. Not clocking wristlet. Watch been top off. Got blood rush in my head. They hot like popping off the fucking block. Not clocking wristlet. Watch been top off.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off ladders and into the trauma center last year alone. Wait, you can't. They're all dead.
Wait.
Is that down there?
No, it's not. don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in.
Oh.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Wow.
I know you guys can't see this because you can only hear us, but there's a killer diagram to go with this. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah, in case you didn't know what it looks like to fall off a ladder, they showed us that it is very traumatic.
Yeah, there are even, like, arrows for, like, the dude's momentum as he's falling.
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel every time I climb.
Now this
is epic.
Yeah, we got our last segment.
All right, we got some more epic things to talk about.
Yes.
All right, I have a quick thing that I want to add. So I think like many other just humans in general, I can total a pint of ice cream, especially when I'm in my feels. I don't even have to be in my feels. I can just be a little bit hungry and do it. But I got this like Halo ice cream stuff, and I'd only had one flavor before, and it like was really bad. Mm. But I got a new one, the mint chip. Oh. It's so good. And it's like 330 calories a pint.
Which was the bad? What was the bad flavor?
It was like cookies and cream.
Oh. Mm. Not a fan of cookies and cream in general.
I love cookies and cream.
It's like one of my favorite ice cream flavors. Really? But like,
yeah,
opposed
it's so
to
good.
Like the 1,100 calories that like you could finish a Cherry Garcia in.
Yeah.
Ben & Jerry's slaps though.
Oh, it does.
I don't even care about the calories. Ice cream does not have calories. True. I'll run 10 miles to burn that off. I don't care. I'm going to eat my pint of Ben & Jerry's and cry in my room.
I'm telling you, it's good. Like, it do be a little like made of ice, but
yeah. I've never had it, but it looks good. It looks healthy.
It's not, but it makes you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Does it? To eat a whole pint of ice cream makes you feel better about yourself.
Oh.
It's strange.
Yeah. If it's like the same like as eating like a normal portion of Ben & Jerry's, yeah, I can finish the whole thing and feel powerful.
Yeah.
That's strong. Really good
and
for
then
you.
I eat a dark chocolate bar from Trader Joe's. And damn. Go to the gym maybe once in that week.
Strong woman alert.
That's a lot more than
a lot more than
Dorothea.
Yeah.
Oh, shots fired.
How many times do I go to the gym a week? Take a guess.
I'm gonna guess.
None times.
It's zero. My mouth is on the mic and it's zero.
Okay. Now that's epic.
That's epic.
That's how you get coronavirus. Right.
Do you have any more epic news that you want to share?
I don't. The only epic thing I have to share is that we're doing karaoke at for our last little thing.
And that is epic. It's going to be epic.
This has been epic.
Emmeline refuses to participate in the karaoke.
It's fine. I'm
Grace, will you
Cooper.
Please pull up the lyrics?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please hold while your party's line is being reached.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, so we decided to finish off this episode with a little classic, old-time favorite.
Please sing along with us.
Please sing along with us. Call in and sing.
Can
we?
Just please.
If anyone wants to sing with
sing
us,
along.
You're not allowed to know the song, so you have to
you
call
will,
in
you
now
will
and
know
find
the
out.
Song.
Yeah.
You
Anyways,
absolutely will know the song.
This has been Alpha Delta, and you're listening.
This has been epic.
And this has been epic. And you're listening. This has been Flat Earth Radio, and you're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in, gamers. I hope you got the lyrics.
Oh, I got the lyrics.
Oh, baby.
Up.
Okay,
yeah, we're all
I'm
set.
Out. Here we go. Enjoy. It's coming. I promise, it's coming.
Did you put the volume on?
Yeah.
On this.
Oh shit. Oh yeah, baby.
just a small town girl.
Not yet.
Oh, shit. Hello, hello. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Doo-doo.
Just a city boy.
Born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. No, not yet, Grant. Here we go.
Please sing along with us.
There's a very awkward pause. Oh, it's happening! A singer in a smoky room. The smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers waiting. Up and down the boulevard. Their shadows searching. Hiding somewhere in the night. Yeah! Goodbye!
No, we're not done.
What? You want to sing the whole song?
Yes.
No, you're done.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
We're done. You're done. No, you're done. That's enough.
Working hard to get my fill.
Leaving the station.
Everybody wants a thrill.
Bye, Emmeline.
Crazy thing to roll the dice just one more time. Oh, yeah! Some will win, some will lose. Some are born to sing the blues.
Oh, shit!
Straight waiting.
So it hasn't started yet.
Up and down the bar. So good. Street lights, people living just to find emotion, hiding somewhere in the night. Yeah! Are we done?
Is it over? The song's not over yet.
I thought we said we weren't doing the whole song. Well, God.
Now we're here, and I'm lying. Still here for some reason.